Thank you, Madam Chair. Indigenous populations. The expert noted that CERT General Recommendation 23 recognized that the situation of indigenous people and discrimination against them fell within the scope of the committee. They recalled that there were no universally accepted definitions of indigenous populations, but there were many working descriptions. They relayed that the United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples did not offer a definition, but it did acknowledge the historical injustices suffered by indigenous people through settler invasions and their right to maintain their distant socio-political, economic, and cultural institutions. The experts suggested that the use of the term indigenous populations was somewhat anachronistic, and their guidance would be to refrain from defining it in the context of the additional protocol. For further guidance, see the ILO Convention 107, Article 1, Paragraph 1, A, B, ILO Convention 69, Article 1, and the José R. Martinez Cobo, Study of the Problem of Discrimination Against Indigenous People, 1986, in the UN document E/CN.4/sub2/1986/7/addendum 4 at 379. I think this is the paragraph. And then the reference also to 380, another reference to 381. The reference also to the working paper by the chairperson rapporteur, Ms. Erika Irene A. Dias, on the concept of indigenous people, 1996, UN document E/CN.4/sub2/AC4/1996/2. Paragraph 69, paragraph 71, and finally, Aide and Dias' working paper on the relationship and distinction between the right of persons belonging to minorities and those of indigenous people, 2000, reference to UN document E/CN/4/sub2/2000/10, 72nd session, paragraph 28 and paragraph 48. And then indigenous, population.
But we can continue with indigenous people.
Yes. Now regarding indigenous people, Madam Chair, the expert noted that the inspiration for definition of indigenous people could be drawn from the UN nation, from the United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous People, particularly Article 9 and Territory, but that commonly agreed international definition rooted in law does not currently exist. For further guidance, see the UN Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous People, Article 9, Article 33, the ILO Convention 169, Article 1, A, subparagraph A and subparagraph B. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Marie-Joseph.